Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A former Georgia police officer has been found not guilty of murder, this more than 4 years after he shot and killed an unarmed black veteran who was mentally ill. Yesterday, a jury in DeKalb County acquitted Robert Olson on two felony murder charges. But the jury did find him guilty of aggravated assault, making a false statement, and two counts of violation of oath of office. Olson was charged with killing Anthony Hill, a 26-year-old Afghanistan war veteran, in 2015. Prior to the shooting, someone in his neighborhood called police to report a man acting deranged, knocking on doors and crawling around on the ground naked. Olson faces up to 35 years in prison and is due to be sentenced next month. Georgia is finally getting much-needed rain after weeks of drought. A cold front has moved into the state, improving conditions for rain. Nick Morgan is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says despite that, much of the state will still see drought-like conditions for the foreseeable future.
I think it's not safe to assume that we're out of the neck of the woods yet in terms of drought, because like I said, it's going to take a lot of rain in order to pull us out.
Morgan says the rest of the month is expected to be wetter than average. The invasive northern snakehead fish has made its way to Georgia, and as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, state wildlife officials are working to stop them from spreading.
The snakehead is an Asian fish that can breathe air and move short distances out of water. Earlier this month, an angler caught one in a Gwinnett County pond, but when the Georgia Department of Natural Resources got there, they discovered additional fish in a stream connected to it. Scott Robinson is a fisheries operations manager with the DNR. He says their primary concern is stopping the snakehead from spreading.
It's a long shot, but perhaps we'll get them all and they won't become established. And then we'll continue to monitor that area and areas downstream.
The DNR believes the fish ended up in the pond after being dumped off the side of the road. Snakeheads have been found in 14 states across the country. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.